Track 16, Activity 38.
The Flood. It had been a warm, sunny day, but as we came home on the school bus, the clouds rolled in. They looked huge and very dark as they raced across the sky. A strong wind came up. It started to rain heavily at about 4 o'clock, and when I went to get in the cows, the thunder and lightning started. The sudden, violent cracks of the thunder and the lightning flashes frightened the cows, and it was a very hard job to get them into the shed. It rained and rained. By dinner time, the creek behind the house that is usually dry was dirty and full. At about 9 o'clock, Dad looked out the door and saw that the backyard was covered with water. It was then we realised that we would have to take the cows to high ground. We took torches and went out in our parkas and gumboots. The water was nearly over the top of my boots. I threw them inside and went barefoot. The creek was flowing really fast. It was dirty and swollen and beginning to flow into the sheds. We could just see the river further down the paddocks, and it was pouring all over the road. I watched as a car tried to get through. It had to turn back. It was too dangerous to go through the rushing water, and they couldn't tell how deep it was. The rain was so hard that we were wet to the skin by the time we reached the cows. It took us a couple of hours to get them up to the top paddock. I was sorry for them. The shrieking wind and the force of the rain frightened them. They were shaking and rolling their eyes. When we got back to the house, it was in darkness. The electricity lines were down further up the road. Mum made us hot chocolate on the fire in the living room. We drank it by candlelight and watched the fire glowing as we listened to the rain hitting the roof like bullets. It felt good to be inside and warm. It finally stopped raining about 5 the next morning. We went out after breakfast. We saw a terrible mess. The river was 3 times its usual size. The sheds were knee-deep in water and the paddocks were covered in mud. The river had carried a whole tree nearly up to our house. Now it was clean-up time.
Thank you.